And welcome back to Dad's on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and with me in the studio today is Ken Thompson.
Hi, Bill, and hi, everybody.
And our special guest today is Darren Lewis. He has been working almost exclusively in business called Fathering Adventures. This was founded by Darren in July 2008, and it's an adventure-based organisation devoted to turning the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Darren, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you guys.
Darren, among your other accomplishments, you were Queensland Father of the Year in 2011. From that perspective, what does it mean to you to be a father?
I think fathers are so incredibly important. I think that it's just one of those things that as a society, as a Western sort of society, we don't value highly enough. And that's what I love about the fact that, you know, you guys, Dads on the Air, are promoting fatherhood. Fathers are critical. And it was kind of bittersweet because I remember obviously being named, and what an incredible honour and privilege it was to be, you know, even in the same room as about five or six others that were nominated for it, and then to have been announced as being, you know, the father in Queensland for 2011. The bitter side of it was the simple fact that there was very little media presence. There was only one network channel, so Channel 10, I think it was, turned up. And I think there were only one or two telephone interviews for radio that sort of came out of that. And I just sort of think it was just really a sign of the time. Fatherhood just isn't valued the way that it really needs to be, because fathers are so much more important than most of us actually realise, including fathers, I must add.
And I think you've written that being a father is a lot more than just the genetics and passing on the DNA.
It's, absolutely.
It has a lot more to do with raising that child, doesn't it?
The reality is that there are men out there who, for whatever reason, haven't been able to biologically father a child, but that doesn't disqualify him from actually being a father. The reality, once again, is that in Australia, I know there's been a bunch of statistics kind of thrown out there. Well, if we look at the US and we look at Britain, it's one in three kids grow up without their fathers being present. There's a whole myriad of reasons why. But in Australia, it's one in six, so it's not quite as bad, but it's still, you know, very concerning. And so the reality is there is a bunch of boys and girls growing up without their biological father being present. And, you know, I just encourage men, look, you have something to give whether you're a biological father or not, and we should be stepping into that space and imparting life, imparting masculinity, you know, modelling for them what it means to be, you know, for boys, and what it means to be a man, because they're going to become men. And then, of course, the same for girls as well. I mean, they look to fathers, and in the absence of fathers, then who do they look to in regards to establishing a benchmark for what a real man is and how she should be treated by a man? So I think we as men in general, whether we're biological fathers or not, or whether we're empty nesters, I think we have such a big responsibility to step into the space of a bunch of kids that are sadly fatherless for whatever reason.
You've described the impact of father absence as being immense, and there are a whole lot of statistics that relate to what happens when the father isn't there. I wonder if you could just run through a few of those.
I love, there's a guy by the name of David Blankenhorn, and he's a sociologist, and he's wrote a book called Fatherless America, and I think it dates back to about 1995. And so, yeah, look, he speaks about it, and he actually said it's the most harmful trend in this generation. Fatherlessness actually drives all of our most urgent social problems. We need to give fathers an understanding, I think, of just how, and mothers, an understanding of just how important fathers are, and the deep, devastating consequences that exist sort of, you know, out of not having that, having fathers being present. And of course, they've got to be good fathers, because, so I say, you know, when David Blankenhorn and all of the other sociologists and anthropologists and everything are quoting these statistics, it's not just that, it's what they don't include include in those studies are actually fathers that are in the home and they're not doing such a great job. I mean, if 80% of all prisoners in Australia come from fatherless homes, then I could almost guarantee you that the other 20% are probably, you know, have not had a great relationship with their fathers, even though their dad was in the home. And that was my story, and so, you know, I didn't have struggles with substance abuse. So there are exceptions to the rule. I mean, statistics aren't a blanket thing. We've all been affected in some way. Very few of us, I believe, have had the fathers that we really needed to have, and that affects us. And that's something that I think we all need to understand, is that we, at some level, and we're all different and we all respond to things differently, but at some level, we have been wounded by our dads, even the best dads. I know that I've got four sons myself, ranging in ages from 21 down to 12, and I know that even as Queensland Father of the Year, and I can guarantee any Australian Fathers of the Year and so on, they would have messed up at some point. They would have let their children down. We need to have grace and, you know, give grace to ourselves in that. They need to give grace to us also, but we need to understand that we, even as fathers, and that includes our wives as well, have been wounded by their fathers. And that's really why what I do now with Fathering Adventures exists, is to help give men an understanding of just how easy, you know, ways that we can wound our children so that they then don't, and they just have a deeper understanding of just how important their role is.
We're speaking with Darren Lewis, the founder of Fathering Adventures. And Darren, you're talking about when parents don't adequately perhaps fill that role and the dangers in areas like teen suicide, rape, behavioural problems, high school dropouts. There are a whole range of areas. Is that why you promote a partnership with parents with the services you provide? You want to bring the parents along with you?
Absolutely. Look, I started this in so many ways. I mean, yes, I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, and I didn't want any other child in Australia to not have a great relationship with their dad. But also, I was a counsellor for about 10 years and just counselling multitudes of men and women. And one of the things that, you know, they were quite often coming with issues that they didn't realise actually related to their father wound. And so they would come and see me believing that it was their wife was the cause of their issues, or the women were coming saying their husbands were the cause of the issues. We would listen to their stories, and ultimately we would look back into those stories and see that a lot of the wounding actually began with their fathers. And because they have a wound, it's just like if somebody gives you a dead arm, you know, and you've got a bruise develops, all they have to do is just push in ever so gently onto that bruised area, and all of a sudden there's a recoil. It hurts. You feel the pain of that. And I believe that that's what happens so much in marriage, is that we're blaming one another when in fact, and it's not about blaming our dads for that matter either, Dad, please don't hear me say that, but the reality is that we've been wounded, and that wounding needs to be healed. It needs to be cleansed. What we do typically when we're wounded is we push that stuff down, stuff it down, and don't allow ourselves to feel it. So wounds need to be felt. We need to understand that we didn't deserve those things.
Darren, you picked a song for us, the parenthood theme song, I think. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I think we've always loved to, as a family, we've always loved to watch TV shows, movies, and specifically relating to family. And that parenthood show was just brilliant. It was just a family. Sure, they had their problems, but they all gathered around. They were all there for one another, and it just really evoked something in me. So, you know, specifically talking about fatherhood, parenthood.
Okay, so this is When We Were Young by Lucy Schwartz.
Ah.
And that was When We Were Young by Lucy Schwartz. And we're speaking today with Darren Lewis, who is a former Queensland Father of the Year and founder of Fathering Adventures. Darren, we were just talking about the fathers and perhaps the fathers that don't perform well. What do you offer them through Fathering Adventures?
What I discovered just in my life, you know, prior to setting out on this was the fact that there were these issues with fathers sort of were coming up. So what I wanted to do is, we all know that prevention is better than cure. So what I wanted to do is I looked out there, what's preventing all of this wounding from happening in the first place? And there really wasn't anything, or very little. And so what we decided to do was to take fathers and their kids, their sons or their daughters, you know, just one-on-one, and we take them outdoors and we engage in adventures. So we do all sorts of different adventures outdoors, and as well as we provide some moments in the midst of it to actually learn for the fathers, learn how to be the fathers that their sons or their daughters need at each stage of their development. We first focus on relationship with the 7 to 13 year old age group. So we do these fathering boys and fathering girls adventure experiences. And so, yeah, we prepare fathers really for what their children need from them at that time. We sort of speak into things like the need to affirm our children, to validate them, and how to do that, and the three things that every son and every daughter needs to hear from their fathers. And then we look forward and we sort of think, because the reality is, for those of us who've been dads, our kids grow up so quickly, right? And so looking forward beyond 13, going into those adolescent years, what then do our kids need from us? Because our kids change. And so we as fathers need to also change the way that we father, the way that we parent. And so what do they need from us during those years? And then how is it that we can unknowingly wound them during those years? So we kind of walk the dads through that as well. But like I said, there's a bunch of meaningful moments. It's a lot of fun. There's outdoors adventure and, of course, some teaching in there as well and coaching to really help the dad be the very best that they can be. So we believe that we've found a really great balance in that. And then we also have the Prepared for Manhood and Prepared for Womanhood adventures with fathers of sons and fathers of daughters who are ages 13 and up. And we don't have any maximum age limit for that because we believe that it's never too late.
I'm glad to hear that. I was going to ask you, actually, when the damage has been done, and I think you've written somewhere that a lot of the fathering is done when children are under six. Well, say the damage is done and they come to you later on. Is it too late to get help?
No, not at all. Not at all. And here's what I found, and that's where, you know, turning the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Here's what I found is when the heart of a father turns to his children, the hearts of the children respond in turn and they turn back to the father. So, I'm always a big advocate for getting a father to just say, look, we mess up, we make bad decisions, we make bad calls, I've never met a dad who set out to actually hurt their kid. You know, I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, but my dad's heart towards me wasn't evil. I mean, he just didn't know himself because he didn't have a great dad, you know, so it kind of perpetuates this issue. Look, I mean, what we as fathers need to be very quick to do, even after long periods of time, is to just sort of be courageous enough and really lead courageously there and step into that space and just say, listen, I'm really sorry, you know, apologize and be very specific for what we're sorry for where we wounded them, name the way that we wounded them, allow them to know that we understand that, and then ask them to forgive us for that. And most kids are pretty, you know, most kids, because their hearts are for their fathers, they want their father to be around. They want their father to be present. They want to have a relationship with their fathers. Most children respond in turn and accept that apology, and they do forgive their fathers.
Darren, I imagine it could get very emotional. There are four questions that you put that every father should ask himself. But the first question is, did your father ever take you away on some kind of adventure or trip, just the two of you? What sort of response do you get to that question?
Oh, yeah. Look, we ask these questions during our Prepared for Manhood adventures. So we have fathers bring their sons ages 13, 14, 15, 16, all the way up. So far in Australia here, we've had 38-year-olds come with their dads. Mm. And so what we do is there's one evening where we separate the fathers from the sons, and I present to the sons, I prepare them for what's coming over the week. And during that time, I have the fathers run through. There's about 8 or 9 questions I give them to discuss in their little small group. So there might be like 3 fathers sitting there. And look, absolutely, this is the thing, is we all have different stories, but there are similarities in all of those stories. And absolutely, very few men can ever testify to the fact that they were taken away by their fathers to have some kind of an incredible experience, you know, where they actually really had fun and really enjoyed their time with their fathers. Very few. It's disturbingly so. But part of the process there is to give that men the understanding that they're not alone, that they're not the odd one out, that they're listening to others that are also that came from very similar backgrounds, and also agree together that we're going to do it differently, that we are going to be taking our kids out, that we are going to be having fun with them, that we are going to be leading them into various experiences that we ourselves weren't led into.
But the important thing is for them to be together, to spend some time together.
Time. You know, I mean, we all know that kids spell love, T-I-M-E. And, you know, the statistics on that, I mean, we spend, on average, anywhere from between 2 minutes a day up to about 15 minutes a day. Professor Bruce Robinson, you know, does some studies there with the Fathering Project. They're the figures that he came up to. So about 8 minutes a day on average. And then in the, I think it was the Australian newspaper a few years ago now, reported, they did a study of Australian fathers again. The headline was, Aussie dads are spending less than 1 minute per weekday. So they're spending clearly a lot more on weekends, but during the weekday, it worked out to be about 57 seconds. And, you know, what's really quite interesting, and I've only actually done this over the last few years, what I did was I multiplied that eight and a half minutes a day over a 0 to 18-year span that we have our kids, you know, some influence over our kids with specifically, and that calculates out to less than 40 days.
Amazing, isn't it?
Between 0 and 18 years. I mean, so as fathers, what we need to do is we need to prepare them for adulthood, prepare them for the rest of their lives, and we've got 40 days to do that based on those. So, I mean, I just always encourage dads, just spend 30 seconds this week more than you spent with them last week. Don't try and revolutionise it, but just slowly build that up. And, yeah, spend time. And just, it's all about us. It's really this easy. It's really about us sending them the message that they are valued, prized, that they're apple of our eye, that we love them, that we adore them, that they are our beloved son or our beloved daughter. And if we're able to convey that message to them and they're receiving that, then they're going to be so more, you know, better well-adjusted than if we hadn't sent them that message. So it's all about messages.
Darren, some of the other questions that you put to fathers, do you ever tell your child, I love you? Do you tell the child, I'm proud of you? Do you tell the child, I see what you're good at and I believe you have what it takes to be a good man or a woman? I imagine a lot of dads would have trouble saying that one-on-one with their son, wouldn't they?
Look, I guess because the people who register for our adventure experiences, I see as just being the best of the best. So probably we're preaching to the choir. You know, like I think that some do. And so a question that I ask corporately when I have them, when I'm teaching them the 3 things that I love you and why you love them, that I'm proud of you and these are the things that make me so proud and that you have what it takes, or I see you and this is what I see. You know, like when I'm running through those things, I'll then put up, I'll say, guys, show of hands, how many of you had your father speak all 3 things of those, you know, all three of those things into your lives? Very few hands go up. In a room of maybe, you know, 16 fathers, you might have maybe 1, maybe on the outside 2 men that will put up their hands. And so, yes, that's going to create a bit more of a degree of difficulty in saying that to our children. But you know what? They need that, because the tongue has the power of life and death. And when we can just impart that kind of life by speaking those words of life into the hearts of our sons and daughters, it's so rich. And I don't think we've ever had a father who hasn't said those things to their son or their daughter whilst they've been with us. It's just something that's maybe hard But I think they understand, because I once again prepare them for that, that coach them on how to do that. Because, and that's the other point here is men feel strong and feel powerful and feel like men in the workplace. Why? Because we've received training and instruction, we have experience there. But put a man in a social environment, you know, in the home, and you know, it's very easy for him to just shrink back and not do things, not say things, and you know, the really deep important things, because he doesn't feel strong in that. Why? Because he hasn't been trained, he hasn't been instructed, he hasn't been shown the way, he hasn't received that for himself. And so that's what we try and do, is we try and prepare them and train them to know not just what to do, but how to do it, and provide them like with a practical experience of it than actually doing it. Because I love that there's an African proverb that says, I hear, I forget, I see, I remember, I do, I understand. And to succeed, to be the very best men, husbands, fathers that they can be.
And we're speaking with Darren Lewis from Fathering Adventures. Darren, where can people go to get more information on Fathering Adventures?
Look, probably the best place is at our website, www.fatheringadventures.com.au. If you're a father of son or a daughter, it doesn't matter how old, so long as they're at least 7 years of age, then, you know, we have an adventure that's tailored for your needs.
It's great work you're doing. We've come to the end of the program, but you asked if we could play another song for you, and what was that other song you'd like?
Time of Our Life. Who doesn't think about the time of our life, and specifically for our adventures too? That's what we like to create, is actually providing the time of a man's life, a time of their child's life, something that they can look back to and go, wow, do you remember that? And I'm talking 25, 30, you know, 40 years down the track, actually being able to say, Dad, do you remember when we did that together? How incredible was that? You know, it was the time of my life. So, yeah.
That's the place to go, Fathering Adventures, and this is the song by Green Day.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
That was The Time of Your Life by Green Day, and we'd like now to thank our special guest Darren Lewis from Fathering Adventures. Darren, thank you for being on the program.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you for the opportunity, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been great chatting with you.
So don't forget, for more information on the programs offered by Darren and his team, go to www.fatheringadventures.com.au. And we'll have a whole lot of other information on our website as well. So either go to fatheringadventures.com.au or to our site, dadsontheair.com.au. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to dadsontheair.com.au. Send us an email and we'll be in touch. So until next week, that's goodbye from Dads on the Air.